I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hundreds are dead and thousands displaced by Muslim-non-Muslim violence in Jos, Nigeria. It broke out as mobs protested local election results. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Nigeria Country Director, John Orkar, says no missionaries were harmed in the violence, but they're now providing relief to both Muslims and non-Muslims with the hope of sharing the gospel.
The fact that it is still the Christians who are involved in relief and no discrimination, that will go a long way in speaking to them.
We have a link to the CRWRC at our website. Next, the Philippines branch of Serving in Mission International has a new logo to help them be light in a dark place. It's designed to help their outreach appeal to more ethnic minorities. Graphics in the logo depict a gravestone rolling away to reveal the light of Christ's resurrection. Non-believers might only see graphics that appeal to them, but workers hope that the new logo, containing only graphics and the ministry's initials, will allow them to share the gospel in a non-threatening way. And Asian Access recently held a conference in Japan to encourage and motivate about 80 pastors. Chief Executive Officer Joe Handley says the forum was inspiring.
At the end of the day, when we were talking about reaching Japan for Christ and taking what we've learned in Japan and exporting it to the rest of Asia, all the pastors were super jazzed about that. Many crying and just weeping for their country, wanting to see more people led to Christ, wanting to see more churches planted, and real desire to see that spread across Asia.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.